欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到了我们今天您学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的和 Jasmine 来分享这部轻松温馨的浪漫喜剧《我们的家庭婚礼》。
Hi, this is Jasmine. Today, let's continue the story, Our Family Wedding.
结婚呢本来是一件大喜事，但是当 Lucia 和 Marcus 这一对恋人回到家乡向他们的父母宣布他们要结婚这个消息的时候，可是一时激起了千层浪。
We're getting married.
What?
两个年轻人呢打算在两三周的时间之内就完成他们的婚事。除了他们此前都没有向双方的父母透露这件事之外，准新娘 Lucia 还隐瞒了一个非常重要的秘密，就是为了结婚她竟然放弃了学业。
Look, I promise when things calm down, I will tell them.
新郎 Marcus 呢从小生活在单亲家庭，父亲 Brad 语重心长地告诉儿子不要犯自己年轻时候犯的错误，不要匆忙结婚。
I want to make sure that you're doing it the right time, and it's not rushing you.
同时准新娘 Lucia 的父亲呢很不喜欢这个未来女婿，为了要看看 Marcus 到底是不是一个正人君子，他居然把 Marcus 带到了警察局要查一查 Marcus 的档案。
It's like you were saying, a really quick and easy way to find out who you are. It's pretty simple. All you gotta do is put your thumb on that scanner pad and that's it.
You know what, you're right. Whatever it takes to win you over.
不管双方的家里人多么合不来，但是两个孩子毕竟决定了他们要结婚了，所以两家人呢只能是坐在一起开始讨论婚礼的细节了。
And Brad's lawyer and best friend Angie shows up to this meeting too. Lucia's family insists that they must have a traditional Mexican wedding. But Marcus' father Brad thinks that the wedding must present some African-American culture.
Alrighty, so we were thinking March 3rd.For the wedding. It's in 2 weeks. Nothing big, easy.
And we want to do something small, just people in this room and her sister.
Yeah, easy. We'd be there.
No.
No.
No, 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 no.
No?
Give it, no. Give it.
What do you mean, no?
No, I mean, no. It should be something special, like it should be a traditional Mexican wedding.
Lástima que solo falta un mexicano.
No disrespect, Ms. Ramirez, but...I think that both the cultures have to be represented. I mean, we have a lot of African-American wedding traditions that are great, and we should explore them.
Like what?
I can't believe you forgot, Angie. You know, jumping the broom.
One.
You could do that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. Dancing. We like to do the electric slide when we, actually have our wedding.
Oh, I like that. That's a nice one.
You must have your dance routines, your merengues, your salsas, your macarenas, and singing. We like to do the Negro song, national black song. The Negro national anthem. You know the song.
对于婚礼呢，显然一对准新人 Lucia 和 Marcus 呢早就有自己的想法了，他们只是想举办一个小型的婚礼而已。
Lucia 说 All right, so we were thinking March 3rd for the wedding.
好吧，我们计划在3月3号举行婚礼。
It's in 2 weeks, nothing big, is it?
就在2周之内举行，不用很隆重，简简单单的就好。 Marcus 也同意说
Yeah, we wanted to do something small, just the people in this room and her sister.
对，我们就想办个小规模的婚礼，只邀请这个屋子里的人还有他妹妹。
但是显然婚礼不是两个人的事儿，而是两家人的事儿。对于两家的家长来说，他们怎么可能答应要举办那么简单的一个婚礼呢？因为他们也都有自己的想法。
比如说 Lucia 的母亲 Sonia 她就表示了坚决的反对。 No, I mean no. It should be something special. Like, it should be a traditional Mexican wedding. 婚礼应该是件很特别的事情，要与众不同。比方说它应该是一个传统的墨西哥婚礼。这时候 Brad 又发表了反对意见。
No disrespect, Mr. Ramirez, but I think that both cultures have to be represented.
不是不尊重拉梅斯夫人，我认为两种文化都得得以体现。
I mean, we have a lot of African-American wedding traditions that are great, and we should explore them.
我的意思是我们有许多美籍非洲裔的婚礼习俗，他们都很棒啊，我们应该试一试。
Explore 原意是去某地探查探险，比如说 Explore the Arctic regions， 去北极地区探险，
而它的引申意就是为了了解某事物而进行探索， 探讨。比如说，因为 Lucia 家不了解非洲裔的习俗， Brad 就希望他们试一试。
刚刚说到这个婚礼的形式和规模，两家人就吵得不亦乐乎了。好不容易两位父亲平静了下来啊，两家人又为婚礼的费用问题争论了起来。
Lucia's family thinks it's Brad's responsibility to pay for the wedding, but Brad doesn't think so.
Look, I think that we could incorporate all of these things. We can think about making the wedding a little bigger.
No, we can't afford that.
Él paga. Él paga. En México la tradición es que el papá.
She's saying that in Mexican tradition, the padrino or the godparents basically pay for the wedding. But since there are none in this case, that it's up to the father of the groom to pay for the wedding.
Es traición. Traición.
That's tradition.
Gotta be joke you got.
I'm sorry, but I just... Look, if it's too hard to handle, I mean, if you don't have the money, I mean, I understand. It's just try to be a man about it.
Excuse me?
No, not excuse me. Say, gee, can't do it.
Fine, it's handled. I'll pay for it. Don't worry. It'll be big and Mexican. We'll have my cousins come over. They're going to speak Spanish. You know the ones that act so Mexican, they embarrass us?
Wait, we have two families. The simplest thing is to split the cost.
Okay, hello. Hey, what about us? It's our wedding. What about what we want?
Four words. Our marriage, their wedding.
But I'm just saying
that... After me, our marriage...
our marriage.
Their wedding.
刚才不是说到一对准新人 Lucia 和 Max 本来预想啊，他们的婚礼是一个非常小型的，但是两家人都不同意吗？所以为了这个婚礼能够顺利的进行， Lucia 只好让步了。
Lucia 说， Look, I think that we could incorporate all of these things. 我觉得我们也许能把所有的东西都融合在一块。 We can think about making the wedding a little bigger. 我们可以考虑让婚礼的规模更大一点。
但是看到 Lucia 让步了， Max 赶紧出来阻止。他说，哎呀，这样可不行，这可和我们预想的不一样啊。
他说道， No, we can't afford that. 不，如果那样的话，我们可负担不起啊。
然后 Lucia 的父亲 Miguel 说呢，按照我们墨西哥的传统啊，这个婚礼应该是男方的家里来付的。显然这么说呢， Brad 听了可有点不高兴了。
于是他就开始嘲讽 Miguel， Look, if it's too hard to handle, I mean, if you don't have the money, I understand.
你看哈，如果你太困难了的话，我的意思是，如果你没钱，那我理解。
Just try to be a man about it.
但是，请你直说好吗？
Be a man， 他的意思是爽快点。
接下来，他还学着 Miguel 的语气说 ，Say I'm cheap, can't do it。
你要说的是我穷，我负担不起。
听到未来亲家这样的嘲讽，那 Miguel 怎么能够咽得下这口气呢？他说得，既然你这么说的话，那你别掏钱了，我们有钱，我们可以负担。
他说的是 Fine, it's handled.
这事儿解决了啊。I will pay for it. 我来付钱。Don't worry, it will be big and Mexican.
别担心，那将是一个盛大的墨西哥式的婚礼。
意思就是说，我出钱，我做主，你就来参加啊，别的事儿你都不要参与意见就好了。
没错。
看来呢，在所有人当中啊，最冷静的就应该算是 Brad 的律师 Angie 了，
所以才马上提出了一个解决方案。
Wait, we have two families. The simplest thing is to split the cost.
哎，等等，我们有两个家庭，那么最简单的解决办法不就是均摊费用吗？这里 split 原意是使某物裂开、碎裂，电影里的 split 意思是将费用分成若干部分。
就关于一个费用问题呢，两家人又吵了起来，这可急坏了 Marcus。Marcus 说，哎，似乎我们才是这个婚礼的主角啊，难道不应该由我们来说了算吗？
他问道， What about us? It's our wedding. What about what we want? 我们怎么办？这是我们的婚礼，关心一下我们需要的是什么好不好？
但是 Angie 呢，一方面安抚两家的家人，另外一方面对 Marcus 和 Lucia 提出了一个要求。
他说， Four words,Our marriage, their wedding. 念四个字，我们结婚，他们的婚礼。
其实呢，这个意思我们也都可以理解。当一对年轻人他们打算结婚的时候啊，这个婚姻就变成不只是他们两个人的事了，就变成两家人的事了，要听取双方家长的意见，这个婚礼呢才能够办得顺利和圆满。所以呢，安吉不断地提醒这一对年轻人说，你们一定要记住了这个原则啊，就是
我们结婚，他们的婚礼。
哎， our marriage, their wedding. 那到这个时候，两个年轻人终于意识到了结婚这件事儿是会关系到两个家庭的融合的。
After realizing that the wedding is an important thing to the two families, Lisa's parents and Mark's father start planning for the wedding.
虽然十分的不情愿，但是 Brad 呢，最终还是同意在自己的别墅举办婚礼。
Okay, let's still leave the baby.
Why don't we just have it here?
Oh, what?
Yes!
No.
No, that's a great idea. This place is perfect for a small wedding and reception.
Yeah, and we can set the tables on the lawn and we can throw candles in the pool.
Can you release doves?
Oh, doves. Do you know that there's acid in dove droppings? Do you know what that does to wooden lawn furniture? It puts little
yeah,
spots all over the place.
About the crib, but it doesn't mean a lot to us to have a wedding here.
No doves.
婚礼当中真的是有很多的细节都需要两家人一起敲定，比如说接下来要讨论这婚礼到底在什么地方办。
Angie 说道 OK, that still leaves the venue. 好，剩下的还要定礼堂的事情。Venue 这里其实指的是结婚的会场，而这个词呢也经常用来指体育比赛的场所。
那准新郎 Marcus 呢一直关心的就是降低费用的问题，所以他有一个提议，就是说诶，不如我们这婚礼就在我爸爸的这个别墅里举行吧。
Angie 马上表示了同意。That's a great idea. This place is perfect for small wedding and reception.
这个主意真棒。对一个小型的婚礼而言，这个地方简直完美。
这个主意呢，听起来真的是不错。Lucia 的家人也马上表示了赞同，并且已经开始想象要怎么样布置了。Brad 一听可慌了，他不想因为婚礼的原因呢，把自己这儿全都搞得乱糟糟的。
Lucia 想要放飞白鸽 ，release doves， 但是 Brad 对于 doves 特别的反感。他问道 Do you know that there's acid in dove droppings? 你知不知道在鸽子的粪便里面会有酸性的物质 Do you know what that does to wooden lawn furniture? It puts a little baby spot all over the furniture. 你知不知道它会对我草坪里的木质家具有什么样的影响？它会在上面留下许多小点的。但是 Mark's 请求说 That I know how you cared about the crib, but it would mean a lot to us to have the wedding here. 爸爸，我知道你有多喜欢这些家具。但是在这里举行婚礼对我们意义重大。Crib 是个名词，它有特别多的意思，比如饲料槽、带栏杆的婴儿床、谷仓等等，而这里则引申为木质家具。
既然儿子都已经这么说了，说在这儿举行婚礼啊，对我们来说是很有意义的，那 Brad 没有理由再拒绝了。那在地点定下来之后，苏西亚家找的工人开始陆陆续续的进驻 Brad 家了，进行婚礼前的布置，打乱了 Brad 原有的平静生活。
And the next thing is setting tables.
要让每个来参加婚礼的宾客都很满意呢，那安排座位可是一件非常棘手的事儿。
Sonia, thanks for this wonderful seating board. A seating schematic. All right. Well, trust me when I say the seating schematic is the most important and complicated aspect of this process. How we arrange these tables can be a difference between a day to cherish and a hellish oblivion.
为了安排好这个座位呢 ，Lucia 的妈妈索尼娅还特别制作了一个示意图，两家人设计了无数的方案，看看怎么把所有的宾客都安排好。
Angie 也说了安排座位的重要性。Alright, well, trust me when I say the seating schematic is the most important and complicated aspect of this process. 说好的，相信我，我认为这个座位图是整个过程中最重要、最复杂的事情了。其中有一个大词儿叫做 schematic， 它可以作为一个名词，叫做示意图，是结构性或者是程序性的图解。
为什么这个座位示意图这么的重要呢
？Angie 解释道 ，How we arrange these tables can be the difference between a day to cherish.And the hellish oblivion. 我们如何安排这些桌子会造成天壤之别。A day to cherish 就是值得珍惜的一天。A hellish oblivion 就是令人讨厌的会忘掉的一件事情。
那在这个安排座位的过程当中呢，双方自然是少不了激烈的讨论和反复的斟酌。而接下来要做的呀，就是为新人选择婚纱和礼服了。
Lucia is a little angry when her sister Izzy does not like to be her maid of honor.
Izzy, where's your dress?
I wasn't really feeling it.
You weren't feeling it? Well, did you even try it on?
Sure.
Well, what's wrong with this dress? I like it.
Then you wear it.
This is when you like pink.
It's not pink. It's lavender rose.
Yeah, whatever.
So how is your problem, Izzy? You're supposed to be my maid of honor.
I never asked to be your maid of honor.
You're my sister, okay? That's what sisters do.
I vow to not get married young like Yesenia or Nessie,
always pregnant or getting pregnant, never dreaming of anything better.
I know the pact, okay? I fell in love. It changes things. But it doesn't change who you are.
露西亚和妹妹伊泽呢，从小啊就有过这么一个小小的约定，或者说他们有这么一个誓言，就是说我们绝不会像谁谁谁谁谁，就是他们熟识的那些早结婚的人啊，我们不会像他们那样那么早结婚，那么早怀孕生孩子的。所以对于这个婚礼呢，伊泽是很不热衷。
露西亚说道 ：“I know the pact, OK？ 我知道那个誓约，好吗 ？Pact 它是契约、协议的意思，用在人和人之间，比如说。” They made a pact not to tell anyone. 他们约定好绝不告诉任何人。而 pact 还可以用在国家之间，中文是条约、公约，比如 a non-aggression pact 互不侵犯条约。而 Lucia 又继续说道 ：“I fell in love. It changes things, but it doesn't change who you are. 我恋爱了，有些事情确实改变了，但这不会改变你的。”
举办婚礼呢，真是一个麻烦事儿。在婚礼前期，所有的问题似乎都集中暴露了出来。
Lisa's family is not happy about that. Marcus is a heathen.
Heathen 的意思是异教徒。
And Mark's friends are not happy about that Lucia does not know how to cook.
这一切呢，让一对新人格外头疼，左右为难呢、啊。
We were supposed to come to town, and you were going to come clean to your parents.And have a small ceremony before heading overseas. Now all I hear is tradition this and tradition that. You changing everything we agreed on.
Well, I can see how you might be a little reluctant towards tradition, given the very unorthodox way you grew up.
Unorthodox?
Marcus, you were raised by a single man who dates girls I went to high school with. It's a little unorthodox.
No, you're trying to flip this on me. Make up for the fact that you can't tell your dad
the
truth.
Okay.
No, you get around your family and you act like a little 12-year-old. You're a grown woman.
I don't really feel like talking about this right now.
Baby. Babe. See, I'm sorry. Look, everything is just so tense around this wedding, you know?
Yes, I know. I don't really want to think about this wedding anymore. We just need to have fun.
婚礼前的紧张情绪呢，显然也影响了一对新人，使得他们也开始为一些事情而争执。
Mark 说 ,We were supposed to come to town, and you're going to come clean to your parents, and have a small ceremony before heading overseas.
我们本打算来这儿，你去向父母坦白我们的事儿，而在去海外之前办个小的婚礼仪式就完了。这里面 come clean 叫做坦白。
显然在回来之前呢 ,Marcus 和 Lucia 已经商量好了他们要怎么做，有了一个具体的计划。但是回来以后呢，好像所有的事情都改变了。所以呢 ,Marcus 有一点责怪 Lucia， 说你为什么不坚持我们之前说好的那样呢？
他说 ,Now, all I hear is tradition this and tradition that, and you're changing everything we agreed on.
现在我听到的都是要遵循这种传统，遵循那种传统，你改变了我们之前商量好的每件事。
露西亚呢也知道 Max 不太高兴，但是他说这个我也没办法呀。
他回答道 Well, I can see how you might be a little reluctant toward tradition, given the very unorthodox way you grew up.
好，我知道你对传统很抵触，毕竟你是在非正统的环境中长大的。这里面 reluctant意思是不情愿的、勉强的，常用词组是 reluctant to do something。比如 ，She was very reluctant to admit the truth。她很不愿意承认这个事实。而句子当中还有一个比较长的词 ，unorthodox， 去掉 un 的否定前缀，那么这个词念 orthodox， 意思是正统的、传统的、持普遍赞同的信仰见解的。举个例子 ，orthodox behavior 叫做合乎传统的行为。也指的就是那种比较保守的，大家都认为合乎情理的行为。而加上否定前缀 un and orthodox， 自然意思就是背离传统和习惯的、不正统的，或者可以说有点不正经的。
露西亚认为呢，这个 Max 的成长环境啊是那种非正统的、非传统的。首先 ，Max 的爸爸 Brad 呢是一个单身父亲，而且甚至现在啊他还在和年轻女孩约会。
Mark 一听肯定不太高兴，他表达了反对意见。
No, you are trying to flip this on me. Make up for the fact that you can't tell your dad the truth.
不，你是在找我茬，以便掩饰你不能把事情告诉你爸这件事儿。这里面 flip 是个动词，意思是快速的翻转。而电影中 Mark 的意思其实是 Lucia 想把过错都赖在他身上。 Mark 又接着说 You know, you get around your family, you act like a little 12-year-old. 你知道吗？你就是在你们家人中间表现的就像个12岁的孩子。而 get around somebody 多用在口语当中，表达说服某人同意或做其原先反对的事情。举个例子， She knows how to get around her father. 她知道怎么哄她爸爸同意。而 get around something 叫做顺利应付某事，克服某事。Do you see a way of getting around the problem? 你找到解决这个事情的办法了吗？
为了改善一下两家人的关系啊， Marcus 在周末的时候呢，拉爸爸一起去参加 Lucia 一家打垒球的活动。但是在这个过程当中， Miguel 和 Brad 再次发生了冲突。
During the game, Miguel uses the ball to hit Marcus.
本来很高兴的一次家庭活动呢，因为这次意外又导致了两家人不欢而散。
What is your problem, Dad?
What is my problem? Brad attacked me.
Yeah, after you beamed Marcus with a ball.
The ball slipped, and the way he fell to the floor, all dramatic. I mean,
Dad,
come on.
Stop.
He's not good enough for you.
Oh, come on. How can you say that? He went to USC. He graduated from Columbia Medical School. Daddy, what is the problem?
If he's so special, why'd you hide him from me?
I wasn't hiding him.
We speak every Sunday, and you never brought up his name. Why?
回家的时候 Lucia 是很不开心， Miguel 有点不理解了，说你还不开心，那 Brad 还打了我，我们俩打起来了呢，我应该不开心才对呢。
Lucia 回答道 Yeah, after you beat Marcus with the ball.
对，但那是在你用球打了 Max 之后他才打你的。 Beam 最熟悉的用法是名词豆子，可这里面用的是动词的用法，就是扔球或者石头等等这些硬物去打某人的头。而棒球里面还有一个专用术语叫做 beam ball， 意思是投手故意投向打击手头部的球。而 Miguel 也不依不饶，说我又不是故意打他的，而且我打完他以后他就摔倒了，那看起来就像假摔一样嘛。而说到激动的时候呢， Miguel 终于说出了他的心里话，
He's not good enough for you，
他根本配不上你。看来呢， Lucia 和 Marcus 两家人啊不太赞同他们的婚事，并不完全是因为这个婚事举办的太匆忙了，最主要的是呢，他们不太能够接受也不太喜欢对方的家庭，而且 Miguel 呢对未来女婿是相当的不满意。在这样的情况下，他们的婚礼还能够顺利的进行吗？两家人真的会成为亲家吗？明天的节目当中呢，我们再继续的和 Jasmine 来了解这个故事，我们的家庭婚礼，来分享这部电影的大结局。
If you can't stand up to your dad for our relationship, for me, then what are we doing? Why are we doing this?
What are you saying? You don't want to do this? You don't want to get married?
I don't know.
Before we come to the end of today's program, let's do some reviews. Split the cost.
分摊费用。
Be a man.
爽快点。
Flip this on me.
把过错赖在我身上。
Get around your family，
在你的家人中周旋，说服他们同意。
Alright, that's all for today. I'm Jessie.
See you tomorrow.
See you. I'm Jasmine.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn.You can stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me as I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio sends a report every day.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。英语 PK 台，一起学起来。
生，改革之魂，发展之要，社会之基，国家之本，他山之石，国外民生制度念念观，十三集系列广播作品，10月1日至7日，北京外语广播，听世界节目，每天16点、19点30，倾情呈现，欢迎收听。
out 了！北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，您可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索“掌上 AM774” 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。